Blog Talk Radio.
The
girl, Diamond Phoenix. I have been, for the past 3 days, I have literally, I woke up feeling pretty blessed and to have some followers on Twitter. So for the past 3 days, I have literally tweeted every single last one of them and thanked them personally. I'm still doing it today because the first day, it wouldn't let me keep going. I was on a roll, and Twitter was like, hold on, what are you doing? I'm not used to you sending so many tweets. Hold on, can't tweet for a couple hours. So that kind of slowed my progress. You know, you like to get things done when you want to roll. So I've been doing it steadily because I definitely didn't want to miss anybody for the past 2 to 3 days. Today, I will say, we are going to be interviewing Miss Sierra Brown. She is an A&R for quite a few companies. However, she's particularly an A&R for Dr. Dre's son's label, from what I understand. So she'll give us some clarity on that. So I will really have her kind of tell you exactly what she does and who she is. I will say that this is going to be an interesting day today. So I hope everybody is prepared. She is very much prepared. But the last two interviews, for them not to show up was unusual for me, but this particular person, Miss Brown, will be here. I know for a fact she's been on it. I will say I am rescheduling Young Nick's interview because she is on the East Coast time. I'm on Central time. And by the time she remembered it was 10 o'clock my time, the show was over. And she felt so bad because, you know, this is one of the things or places that she loves to come and visit. So I will say it will be done. It will be getting in the business, all right? With her, as well as I'm hoping, I'm not hoping, it's not more like a hope. I will be getting her to Chicago. So I will, as well as a couple other people, for a beautiful event. So definitely listen up, keep your ears to the streets, so that you can hear when it's going to happen. I'm a very price conscious person, so it won't be too much. I won't say it's a show, like a concert. All my events, because I'm a big foodie, supply food. I like to eat. So if you don't like to eat, you may not want to be at my event. I do also want to kind of remind you that this Saturday is the Budget Branding Series. If you haven't gotten your tickets, go on the Diamond Effect Show page on Facebook. Go ahead. There's a section of upcoming events. Click on it. Get your ticket. It's only $25. A lot of the big industry people in this, Chicago will be there. So I personally will be there. So that's something I will definitely say, get your stuff. Also, I will let you know that next week is Yoda's interview. However, I have to break Buster Bubble because my regular 9-to-5 scheduled me in the morning. It will be a pre-recorded show. So I won't be able to allow you to call in like I do with all my interviews. I let you guys call in, ask them questions. I know most of the time you guys haven't been able to or haven't chosen to call in, but you're more than welcome to call in and ask them questions. However, that particular day you won't be. So I am going to also schedule Yoda's because I want him to be able to have that interactions with my guy. You want you guys to have interactions with them. So those are the top big topics of the day. So let me get us started. There is a brand new song. Yes, here it is. This is a brand new song. It's called Falling. It's by a group named Fortune out of Milwaukee. So here we go.
Think that yesterday we were only friends. Going through these messages, where do I begin?
Your love, your love, your love.
Oh girl,
your love, your love, your love
has got me feeling.
First you text, come over baby.
I reply, okay.
Say
you're in your birthday suit.
I say I'm
time. Baby, I know what your body needs. Licking you down till you fall to your knees.
Got me thinking I'm in love.
Shorty, what you think about me?
What you think about it? Think about
baby,
it.
Baby, don't
think
you know?
About it.
Love about you.
I don't give a damn if you're screaming, shouting.
Baby, I
do two songs, but I see my guest is online. I want to introduce Miss Sierra. Hello, good morning.
Hey, Diamond, what's up?
Not much. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm great. Doing great.
So how is the world doing on your end of the, well, I mean, let me not make it seem like you're in another part of the country. Well, then again, you might be. <'cause>, But how is the industry treating you these days?
Pretty well, actually. Pretty well. It's really busy, I'll tell you that. It's really busy. We're really busy. I have a lot
going
on.
Well, summer's coming up. Isn't that like money season?
Actually, you know, they say summer is the downtime. Pretty much the downtime, and you know how, you know, that's the time when artists should be really hooking up all of their music and all their music and videos together. So they call it the downtime.
Well, you know what? Let me, because I told everybody that I would kind of let you kind of explain who you are, what you do.
Okay.
So they can get a better sense of who you are. So, Miss Sierra, who are you and what exactly do you do in this industry?
Okay, so my name is Sierra. I am an A&R. For Forever Young Entertainment. I'm also a rep as well. So Forever Young Entertainment is the record label by Curtis Young, who is the son of Dr. Dre. And what we're doing, actually what happened was I was an A&R for Worldwide Music Group, which was, he was handling that. And then he, like, you know, pretty much transitioned everything into Forever Young Entertainment because he already had a record label. And once he, like, transitioned, and they asked me if I wanted to come on as an A&R rep over there at Forever Young Entertainment, and I took the position and said, yeah. And so that's where I'm at now. We're right now in the process of getting all things together. If you all, you can follow us online. We're always online, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We're pretty much on everything. If we're not on something, we're on our way there, let's put it that way. So, like, right now, like, just a couple of weeks ago, I hooked up my Snapchat. So I have a Snapchat now. And everything, you can find me at Sierra B F Y E. So that's C I E R R A, the letter B as in boy, and then the letter F as in forever, Y as in young, E as in entertainment, Sierra B, F-Y-E. And then you can find Curtis on everything at Curtis Young, at Mr. Curtis Young. So it's at Mr. Curtis Young. He's on everything at Mr. Curtis Young. And we're just pretty much, you know, putting it out there right now, who we are, what we're about, what we're doing, and all of that. We do have some great things that's coming up soon for artists, producers. We're just, you know, really getting everything together at the present moment. But pretty soon, you all will see us posting and, you know, about Forever Young Entertainment. If you go online and you follow us and you check out our social media, you'll also see the hashtags. So we hashtag Forever Young Entertainment, Forever Young Legacy, FYE. So pretty much we fall under those hashtags. So make sure y'all follow us. Make sure y'all you know, catch up and see everything that we're doing. And you know, A&R, being an A&R is a pretty fun gig. You know, it's really fun. It's actually pretty fun to me. Then at the same time, it can be a little rough because we do A&Rs have a tough job. We have a tough job, and I think personally that we have one of the most toughest jobs in the industry. And it's because we're usually the ones to get the music first, usually. I mean, because it depends. You know, you can have an executive who ends up getting the music first, and that's pretty hard to get music to an executive, but it can happen. It all depends. But for A&R, we have one of the toughest jobs because we deal with the artists firsthand. And we try to get the artist to understand a lot of things. Like, you know, when we ask for music, for example, if I post and I ask artists to send me music via email, and I be completely specific, whereas I would say original music only, you know, no freestyles, no samples, those kind of things. And the first thing, you know, I get in my email is all this music with samples and all this music, you know, just freestyles and a bunch of mixtapes. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, you know, I can't do anything.
People don't
know
how to listen.
And the reason why I want to bring this up is because I want artists to understand. The thing is I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with you sampling music, as far as, you know, if you're just doing it for the fun of it, if you want to, you know, if you want to go and sample Future's beat, you know, and you're just doing it for the fun of it, that's cool. There's nothing wrong with it, you know, because you might like that particular song, and you're like, hey, I know I can spit to this. I know I can rip this. I can make it happen, and that's cool. But if you're trying to get signed, you definitely want to send us original music, most definitely, because we can't sign you without original music, for one, unless you actually get clearance to use that sample. You have to have clearance to use that sample, meaning you have to have a lot of, you know, go through it legally and have the paperwork saying that you're cleared and you have permission to use that sample. And most of the time, independent artists, the ones who's up and coming, don't have that clearance. So we can't put out a song on iTunes, and we can't put that song out on iTunes for you, and you know, put a 99-cent price to it, or you know, $1.29 price to it. We can't do that. You know, it's those illegal issues that we'll end up running into. Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Another thing that I also want artists to understand is when we say original music, we're not just saying it only because of, you know, the legal to it, but also because we want something new. Like, most artists are always thinking, oh, the A&Rs in the industry, all they want is the, you know, they just want the Futures and the Lil Wayne's, and that's all they want, you know, especially when it comes down to hip hop. So don't think we're not paying attention. We're always on social media. We're paying attention to everything. We're reading the comments and the magazine posts on social media. We're doing the same thing you guys are doing. But don't think that we're only looking for the same talent that's already out, because we're not. Especially for me, like I want to sign an artist that's different, who's different, who has that talent, who's gonna bring something new. That's what I want. I want something new, you know. And I like to put it this
but
way.
But isn't that there something are, that an A&R is typically looking for anyways? Because usually the ones that are different are the ones that cut through the muckety muck and actually become the next Futures and things of that nature. Wouldn't that be a better assessment?
Well, yeah, of course. Because, yeah. Well, that's what I was getting to. Like, for example, if I'm looking for, like, I might say I'm looking for the next Tupac, but I'm looking for the next Tupac of this time. You know what I mean? Like, of this time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not looking for the Tupac of the 90s. You know what I mean? Like, so it can be that way, too, as well. But if I say that, it's meaning I'm definitely giving an honor to Tupac, as well as saying, hey, I'm looking for somebody who's completely lyrical, you know, who isn't going to just, you know, write down some bubblegum lyrics and put it to a beat, you know what I mean? So I can put it that way, too. So if I say I'm looking for the next, you know, whoever, I want it to be of this time, you know. You know, because we have a lot of young artists that's coming out as well, and you'd be surprised of the young artists who actually knows about hip hop and the history of it, and as well as the artists. And I mean, they take a lot of pride and honor to that, and you know, they respect it. And I think it's pretty great for a young artist to actually, you know, go that route and not per se say that they actually want to be the next Tupac, but in that honor of saying, hey, I can spit, I can, you know, write some dope lyrics, you know, some things, some meaningful things, and put it to a beat and go with it, you know. So that's what we're looking for. We're looking for new. And for me, on my end, I'm definitely looking for someone who is, you know, who got that diversity in their music and their lyrics, and then sometimes who can actually go commercial, you know, and really be mainstream, because it can happen. And you know, mainstream and going commercial is not a tough thing to do. It's just, when we're working with artists and we're laying down and saying, hey, we need you to do this and we need you to do that, and we're working together with that artist and we're coming up with all of these ideas, and we're saying, hey, let's put it this way, let's do it this way. And, you know, we definitely want that artist to come in and say, hey, well, I think maybe I should do it this way, or maybe we should do this, and we work together and make it happen, you know. It's pretty much the way it is. So, what I would say is this: all artists, you know, when you write those lyrics to a beat, you have to make sure that your song is going to make sense. It has to make sense, and there's key factors into writing. As far as, like, you know, you definitely want to make sure that hook it goes with the song itself. It goes with the title of the song itself. You know, you want to make sure everything makes sense. And then, depending on if it's an up-tempo song, You definitely want to have that hook to be catchy, because putting that song out onto radio and putting it out into the nightclubs and things like that, like, a hook is going to be very, very catchy, because that's the first thing most people catch on to, is the hook. Before they even catch on to the verses, you know, they're always singing a hook. If you think about it, put yourself as someone who loves music and someone who listens to the radio consistently every day, and they hear new music, the first thing most people are going to catch on to is that hook. It's going to be really, really catchy. You also want to make sure you put in, what do you call it? I'm sorry, I'm a little... You want to make sure you want to put in those catchy lines, you know, those put in those punch lines. It's always got to be something catchy, especially when it's an up-tempo track, because you want to catch the people's attention. And when I say diversity, like, you want to reach everybody, pretty much. You want to reach everybody. You as a hip hop, even as a hip hop artist, you even want to grab, you know, you want to grab those alternative rock people, you know, because don't get it wrong, a lot of them do listen to hip hop, you know. I've even ran into some artists who don't think that, and they like, oh, really, really? And I'm like, yeah, you know, music's music.
Music is usually universal. Everybody in every genre is listening to everybody in every genre.
Right. Exactly. So you definitely want to reach the mass majority.
Do you remember I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Most people don't know that was a country song. It was written by Dolly Parton.
Yes, it was. It was written by Dolly Parton. Absolutely right. Most people don't know that. They don't know that song was written by Dolly Parton, who you know, country artist. And Whitney Houston, and she took it in, and she did great things with it.
Right.
So, but you're right. Music is universal. It is universal, and artists do need to, a lot of artists should understand that, should definitely understand that. Because, like I said, you want to reach the mass majority, including with your lyrics. So I always tell artists, you know, write what you feel. But if you're going to write what you feel and you're going to go deep with it, make it where, you know, the mass majority can really feel it. Because just because you've been through that situation doesn't mean others haven't, you know. Or just because you know somebody who's been through it. Go ahead.
Sierra, I see we've got a caller, but hold on, caller. She is going to be, Sierra is going to stay with us and be right back, because we are definitely going to play just a couple of tunes. And that way we can listen to some music, and she can kind of give you a little bit more insight on everything that goes on behind the scenes. So this song right here is Sake Bomb, because I want a little something uplifting for today, because we're in an uplifting mood.
Young Nick, Sake Bomb, back in the day, Sake Bomb. Burn it down like left. I spin it up, pyro. Don't expect I take the high road.
I'm a popper. The hoppers, never hopper. All my brothers stay in pocket. We the buyers, we the shoppers. No second, no second, no second, no second, no second. Ain't no other option. I'm second, no second, no second, no second, no second. Ain't no other option. I'm second, no second, no second. LLC, trademark, corporate jacks. You ain't bombing, you can holler at me next. Like family. Feel so high, slip a cloud when I step high. Up with Avengers like I ain't slept right. Credit score 750, I get the best price. Send the money coming, I tell them speed it up. Hungry, and it's lots of tails when I eat it up. Back here, the smarts on the phone. We meeting up, I don't go Dutch, baby. You know they treating her. Some lashes on my face, you need to know. Do what's fun, now it's business, you need to go. Nasty when I'm on the beat, no secret though. Hit them with that R. Kelly, you're either flow.
I said the choppers. Sound like hella poppers. Call no poppers. The hoppers. All my brothers stay in pocket. We the buyers, we the shoppers. No second, no second, no second, no second, no second. Ain't no other option. I'm second, no second, no second, no second, no second. Ain't no other option. I'm second, no second, no second.
Stacking like the Morios with the cream in the middle. Stacking like three strippers on a pole and they wiggle. Stacking like a gang member when he rapping the set. You know I'm stacking, stacking, need a car, prepping the jet. Let them hoes throw the ball, watch you nick in the set. For the snake stand, I'ma give a arm and a leg. Can't stop in the set, hit my stomach on grass. But you know I'm holding tight like I can part with the breath. I said, hit the brakes when I want to. Rude girls fire, don't let me warn you. My rude boys fire, they ain't really calm you. My rude girl friends, it don't make me harm you. On my reggae flow, and my sauce don't need no oregano. And I'm ballin' as players are giving go. Cause I beat the beat up just so lyrical.
I said it's choppers, sound like helicopters. Call no coppers, the hoppers. All my brothers stay in pocket, we the buyers, we the shoppers. No stacking, no stacking, no stacking, no stacking, no stacking. Ain't no other option. I'm stacking, no stacking, no stacking, no stacking, no stacking. Ain't no other option. I'm stacking, no stacking, no stacking.
Getting stupid, try not to stare, I am highly seducive. I should be on your brought you. Highly exclusive apparel, nice. We like your approval. See-through shoes, yeah, they nice. And I got them different kind of drugs like Mike. Right? Belt on a ring when I scream, it's natural. Make a bachelor wanna take me to
I'm
the chapel.
I'm funky, red, raw, hot, fly, cow, I'm super slow. Yes, y'all, want to check it, no flow. I'm super slow, funky.
One thing that most people would know about me?
Would not know about you. Like something.
Would not know?
Would not know.
Kind of got me on the spot right there. I'm not really sure. Because you know what? I don't really hide too much. Except maybe my personal life is probably, you know, the only thing I pretty much don't put out in the public is my personal life. So I think if somebody knows something, the next one will know something. They will find out some way, somehow, except for when it comes down to my personal life. I definitely keep that separate from my work. So I would just... It's definitely the personal life, because in everything else, especially like if you're following me or you're my friend on Facebook, you'll definitely see that I am always myself. So I'm always going to be myself regardless of anything. So yeah, just my personal life, really.
Okay, well, what's really one thing that you enjoy doing outside of work?
Oh, I love to eat food. and it's crazy because I stand about 5'3", and I'm really little. Like I'm really little, but I will eat some food up. Like, if we go out to dinner or something, I will eat my food and eat your food, too. So if you don't finish yours, I probably will finish it. Yeah. So when I'm with my friends and, you know, I'm always, let's get tacos, or let's get this, or let's get that. And they're like, dang, what you just ate. So I love
food. You got
food.
A fast metabolism.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do.
If you're a foodie, that's a blessing. I'm a foodie. I got a slow metabolism. I feel like, man, if I could eat the world. Just
don't know.
Thing? Good eat, good music, can't go wrong.
Yeah, I love sports, too. I love sports. I watch football, basketball, hockey, tennis. It doesn't matter. I watch all sports, and my favorite sport is basketball. I actually played basketball in high school and grammar school, actually. Grammar school and high school. I played basketball. Yep.
That I did not know you played.
Yeah. I'm pretty good at that. I can still dribble a ball like crazy. Like I still got the skills. I still got the skills on the court too. So,
Sierra, are you in town this year? Are you in town this weekend?
Huh?
Are you gonna be in town this weekend?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Yes, you going to, they got an event, which I put on my Facebook. It's called Budget Branding Series. It's going to have a lot of people there. I was trying to see if you were going.
I haven't heard anything about it until now.
Wow. Well, there's going to be a lot of artists there, as well as some influential A&Rs. So I don't know if you're gonna want to go that direction, but I'm gonna be there.
Most likely. Yep. When there's events and I found out about them, even if I found out about them last minute, you better believe I'm gonna be there. I'm gonna be there. And it's because, you know, you even as an A&R, you definitely want to go out and you know, like personally meet and be around the artists and other people in the industry. You know, we do some of the same things artists do. You know, like when artists go out to different showcases and different shows. And, you know, they're passing out their CDs and everything. Well, A&Rs are doing the same thing. We're doing the same thing. We're passing out our business cards, and we're there to watch the artists perform. And, you know, we're scouting the talent. So artists, definitely, if you hear about events, you hear about different showcases, get out there. Go out there. Go network, because you never know who you may meet. You never know if somebody's going to be there and an A&R is going to be there and you're performing, they might just be like, hey, I want this particular artist. I want to talk to this person. So definitely get out there and network. Go to all these different events, the showcases, get involved. Even if there's something that's not in your hometown and you're able to, you know, you have the resources and the funds to travel to different cities, different states, and go to these events, and definitely network. Definitely network. That's part of investing in your craft. So when we say, you know, artists invest in your craft, we're not just saying invest in your craft as far as when it comes down to recording and going into a recording studio, and when it comes down to a distribution deal, we're saying it all. That means even if you have to travel and go to different events and network, do it. Definitely, I encourage you to do that and just, you know, get out there. Especially if music is something that you're really trying to make as a career, something you're really trying to take for a long time. Definitely get out there, and you know this is something that you want to do. This is something you know you really want to be signed, and you want to do those things that, you know, these other artists are doing, the ones that you listen to every day. So that's why I encourage you to get out there and network. Even if you have to travel to the event, you need to book a flight, do it. If you have the funds and resources to do so, most definitely do it. Go to these events.
I agree. I'm a networking person. I believe that. Well, in Chicago, how should I put it? In Chicago, if you don't network, it's like out of sight, out of mind. People do not associate you as being in the business if they have not seen you in a while.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to keep your face fresh, you know, keep in contact with people. Even if you can't be in a city, you know, I keep in contact with a few of my contacts readily, or I should say as much as I can, because everybody has families, everybody has things to do, everybody has a side bid that they got to take care of. You know, this business is very fluid, so, you know, people are moving around all the time.
from either here to L.A. or New York or wherever they want to go, because they know that if they don't stay fluid, they're not going to keep relevant.
Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, there are two events coming up this year. One is in August, and the other one is in October. The LRT Music Awards, which is for independent artists, is coming up in August, and I believe it's going to be in California again this year. Don't quote me on that. But what you can do is if you go on Twitter and you go to at Blasia80, that's B-L-A-S-I-A, the number 8, number 0, Blasia80, that's Tiffany Gaines, and she is part of Forever Young Entertainment, and she works with us, and she's been working with Curtis for years. So if you go and check out her Twitter, follow her, she is the one who puts together the LRT Awards. And so get involved with her, follow her, and definitely pay attention to all her tweets. And because the LRT Awards is coming up, and artists do have the opportunity to either get a chance to perform there at the LRT Awards, as well as maybe even be nominated. So follow her. And you can also find her on Facebook as well, at Tiffany Gaines. So follow her, get involved, and please get involved with this, because it's something that I feel that all artists should start to get involved with, because we have the Grammys and we have the BET Awards and we have all of these other award shows, but they're not really focusing on independent artists. So she came up with this to put the focus more on independent artists. So definitely get involved with that. And then the other event is WSAATL, which is Writing Sessions of America, and that is put together by Kevin Shine. So you guys, all you artists, make sure if you go on anything social media, you can type in the hashtag WSAATL, and everything will pop up. Everything will pop up. You can also follow Kevin Shine on Twitter, and you can add him on Facebook, Kevin Shine. And that's AEVIN, and Shine, SHINE. And everything, like I said, if you hashtag WSAATL, everything will pop up. Now, let me explain something. WSAATL is Writing Sessions of America. So what we're doing is we're definitely looking for songwriters. Songwriters for pretty much anything as far as anything when it comes down to the genres. We're looking for songwriters. But at the same time, we encourage all artists, all producers, it doesn't matter what genre you most into, we encourage you all to get involved. We encourage you all to come to the event in October. I was there last year in October. I was there last year in Atlanta for this event, and I'll tell you, not only did I learn a lot, but I met a lot of people. So when I tell you, definitely go. Definitely go.
Sierra, I got a question that I didn't realize it was in my chat room because I've been kind of Twitter feeding. I have a gentleman who's been listening, and he asked a question. He said he has an artist, but because the artist doesn't use any curse words, there have been quite a few doors closed. What does he do?
Wait. Let me understand this. So, the artist doesn't use curse words?
Correct. Which I'm,
that's what you're telling
me? You know me, I'm shocked. Like, everybody's all...
I'm totally shocked as well.
Because...
I'm totally shocked.
I actually encourage people to send me music at the Diamond Effects Show at Gmail. Send it to me in an MP3. I actually don't want any dirty version songs, because if it's a good song and somebody listens to it and wants to play it on another radio show and they contact me, I always give them music. So I'm surprised when he says if the doors have been closed.
Yeah, that's... I'm in a total shock. I am in a total shock for that.
I should have, when he was in the chat room, which I don't know, it was probably a few minutes ago. My question is to him, if he decides to call in or want to chat again, just get in the chat room. I will definitely be there. If you don't catch me in the Blog Talk chat room, you can always catch me on Facebook at the Diamond Effect Show. And you can even catch Sierra there, because she is attached to the Diamond Effect Show page. But my thing is, what avenues are you really taking? Because Boys and Girls Club will let you perform in front of them, and they don't want any cursing because it's kids.
Right.
And kids are a big driving force in the industry. Even high schools will let you perform. Radio stations definitely don't want no cursing.
If y'all can see my face right now for this, I'm like, my facial expression was like, huh? Yeah, that's weird. That's weird. I would totally like to talk to this person, and find out, you know, exactly what happened and what was said, because I've never heard of that. But like you said, usually, you know, radio stations are like, hey, send me the clean version. And
yes.
I'm usually telling artists, you know, I'm telling artists and I'm working with them, I'm like, hey, try to write without saying cuss words. You know, you don't always have to say cuss words. There's a huge vocabulary out here. You know,
and number
one, place of that cuss word.
I will say this. The artists may not sell as much as the artists that do use curse words, depending on the song. If the song may have needed a few curse words or something, I understand that. Because typically, statistics-wise, let's put it, dirty versions do sell better than clean versions. But we're talking sales.
But
you can't perform with that.
Yeah, but, you know, this person is saying that they had doors closed because of this, and that's not making any sense to me. So,
yeah.
Like, wait, what? Yeah, that's
well,
weird.
I don't know. But for everybody who wants to really get in contact with Miss Sierra, you can always get on our page. You can always, you know, look at the event section of past events, which there is an event page saying that she was going to be here. For all of you who do not know, it does have her links on there. You can always send me a direct message from the Diamond Effect Show page, and I can definitely pass on the information to her for future references. You know what, Sierra? I'm going to have you come back, and we'll have to do this all over again, because it looks like we have a lot of questions. That, because I'm going to be honest, everybody, I said this at the beginning of the show, and before Sierra got on here, yes, I've been trying to thank
individually every single Twitter follower I have for the past 3 days. Still doing it, as I've been doing it the whole hour. So, yes, I have neglected, unfortunately, my chat room. However, I do appreciate every listener and everybody who does have a question. I will have her come back, and we'll probably end up doing this next month again.
Mm-hmm.
So that
definitely.
She can actually answer your questions.
Definitely.
So when I say callers stay on the line, that means doesn't mean to get off the line. I mean, stay on it. If you have a question, I will let you ask her any questions you have. Because I guarantee you, if you send your music in and I have the chance to play it, she will get to hear it.
Yep, that's true.
Between her and I, she knows I have this music. She's listened to some of the music before. And she readily listens to the show. So which is all independent artists. So if you're independent, definitely send in your information, send your music. Do not send me links. Do not send me links. Send me the MP3. Because I'm not going to go to somebody else's page just to put in a password to download your stuff to put it on the show. I'm not. It's a little too much. I want to be able to just download, plug it in, play it. I'm just being honest. I'm a plug and play. So I can't plug your music in right away. I ain't playing it. And there goes an opportunity missed. So if you want opportunities, I will say this. Opportunities are closed to people who do not pay attention and do not follow directions. So if you follow the directions I just gave you clearly, you will be able to get a hold of Sierra. And since I only have 1 minute left, I will definitely say Sierra will probably be on the show on Saturday as well, because I believe I am going to do. I'm going to actually do a longer version of the show on Saturday at the event for budget branding, so I can introduce you to the wonderful women and probably men who will be there. So for all of you who are listening, thank you. But since I don't have very much time, I'm going to say what I always say at the end of the show. Holla at a sister when you see me walking by. Not bye, but bye. Have a great day. And thank you, Sierra, for calling in.
You're welcome.